In the 1990s, McDonald's used to tag their golden arches with signs that said 99 billion served. A big number, sure, but they've also got impressive numbers behind the counter as well. They say they've graduated over 275,000 employees from their business college, Hamburger University. But a corporation's internal business school is not news today. Supporting, even paying employees to get a college degree at an external school is. We've seen that right here in Arizona, where Starbucks partners with ASU. Now Walmart is making headlines, offering business or supply chain management degrees at three universities online. So we know what the employees get out of this, but what kind of return on investment do the retailers expect? Here to explain this is Corinne Ruff. She's a reporter for Retail Dive. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So start by outlining this program for us that Walmart has just introduced. What's new about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you what's new, and then we should go back, because educational benefits and programs aren't entirely new for Walmart. Little by little over the last couple of years, really the last 5 years, it's become a bigger investment. But for this program, it's available for full-time, part-time, salaried U.S. associates that have been with the company for at least 90 days. So through the program, they can, get business or supply chain management degrees through the University of Florida, Brandman University, and Bellevue University. Three of these universities were chosen because they have a big focus on adult learning and especially online learning as well. Mm-hmm. So through this, the university or the corporation really anticipates that they'll have maybe 68,000 students enroll over the next 5 years.
Wow.
And through it, the corporation is paying upfront. So it's not a reimbursement program, which is important. But through it, associates will pay $1 a day until they do graduate, so that, executives have said this is so that they feel they have a little bit of skin in the game as well.
So what's the idea for the companies that decide to do this? Like, why would Walmart want to do this? Is it a PR play? Are they hoping that the people will get these degrees and then stay within the Walmart company and move up?
It's a really good question. Something an exec said this week, this was actually announced at their annual shareholders meeting out in Bentonville this week, and it was part of a few announcements really geared toward associates, which is a newer focus for the retailer that has really struggled with a negative reputation when it comes to being a low-wage employer. So one thing that he said was, we want to be the employer of choice, and I think Walmart has a lot of work to do to get there. But for Walmart and for other corporations, right, this is definitely something reputationally, hopefully it'll improve their image, it'll be a place that people want to seek out to work there and have careers there, but it's also, in the long game, a way to improve the bottom line.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of transformation in the retail industry, as are other industries, but one of the biggest problems is turnover, and just trying to, train and retain has been the big thing that corporations executives have been talking about. The skills are different today. If you walk into a store, you have different expectations, and I think the big thing, when you think about competition from online, is stores can differentiate when it comes to employee expertise. And so this is a big win for them. If they can train and retain those employees to stay on, it's a big boon. So it's a good thing that they're working with Guild Education. They've worked with companies like Lyft, Chipotle, Taco Bell. Taco Bell put out some numbers. They did a pilot program last year with Guild Education with 2,000 employees, and it resulted in a 34% increase in retention over 6 months for the employees that were employed in that versus not enrolled in the program. So, it's a win for both.
So it's for the company and for consumers. All right, that is Corinne Ruff. She is a reporter for Retail Dive. Corinne, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Lauren.